Time to catch up with Archie Alexander. He's got a couple of nice hopes out at Sandown today. How are you, Archie?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
How chilly is it at Ballarat at the moment?
Yeah, it's cold. When are we ever going to get a change of topic when you live in Ballarat? it's always the same. It's 7 degrees. Now, it's one of the colder mornings, so we're just going to wrap up warm and keep moving. But that's why we're so excited to head to Sandown, because we might get to about 10 degrees. So
yes, it'll be balmy at Sandown.
Somewhere warmer for the day.
How long have you been out here now, Arch?
I've been 5 years training in Ballarat, and I was a year and a bit with Lloyd Williams at Macedon before that, which is actually, if you're on weather, it's colder than Ballarat. That's the coldest place I've ever been to.
Really?
That's pretty chilly. And it's cold up at Macedon. So if you add the two up, it's sort of 6.5 years in Australia.
You must be wrapt with how it's all unfolded, because you've got a really strong team at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's slowly but surely we've got some really good support, and the results have sort of just gradually flown. And we've had a good 5 years. Every year we sort of just kept on improving. I think you improve, you learn from your mistakes, and you get better and stronger, and you form a better team around you, whether it's foreman, racing managers, staff. You create more a team, whereas early on it's just you by yourself.
Well, Young Rascal, who is the new addition to the stable, is probably the most exciting heading towards the spring. How's he settled in?
Very good. He's been here about a week, 10 days. Very relaxed horse, a trainer's dream, really. He's incredible. He's just arrived. Eaten every day, very happy, straightforward. I got a good sort of leg up from Willie Haggis. He gave me a lot of help and advised me on what he was like. So that was good. And he's a really nice, straightforward horse. Obviously, he's only been in 10 days, so we're just going very steady with him at the moment. But he's enjoying everything and looks like a horse that's been here all his life.
I suppose with a little uncertainty about how the spring will actually look, what is the main target, and have you managed to map out a rough plan?
Good question. We had a rough plan a month ago, and now we're just waiting. But give or take, I think the Caulfield Cup's his race. Now with all the plans, I don't really know how we're going to get there, but I think a mile and a half, nicely run, not on a heavy, basically. He ran on a heavy track in Sydney and didn't enjoy it. I think he just wants a better surface, mile and a half, but a good gallop. I think that's his go. Something like a Caulfield Cup, but we'll just wait and see when that's going to be.
Would you like it early or late?
Somewhere in the middle. Late, I don't think, is a big disadvantage, but the horse is pretty much, he's quite forward. He was race fit in the Sydney Cup. He had 5 weeks off, and now he's back here. So we're fairly forward. We're fairly fit. So, could be early to mid. Late, I don't really know if that's going to be an advantage, because then he's going to be up for a very long time. He's obviously raced all the way through his sort of English season and then come out here. So I'm not sure, but somewhere in the middle.
All right. Gaelic Chieftain's been the old warrior. Is there anything else that you're excited about heading towards the spring?
I think there's a very handy mare who had a setback last year called Mosh Music. She was last seen when she was third in the JRA Cup. She won before that. She won 4 in a row. I think she could be a nice sort of, I don't know if she'll be a group one horse, but a nice group horse over sort of the sort of miles to 2000. So she's exciting, she's done nothing wrong in her career.
Well, let's try and get a winner today, shall we? You've got a couple of horses heading to Sandown. The Heavy Nine rating, how are they going to suit yours?
Yeah, very good. They'll both enjoy that. Halcyon Dame is up against it in class, but she's no superstar, but she's very effective on a wet track like Sandown. She's got a claim, so she's got a lot to like, but it is a big step up in class, and I think there's a few that are just simply much better than her. But whether they handle the going, I'm not sure. And she does. She loves it. The wetter, the better. And she's been racing very well.
All right. So race number three with Halcyon Day. When you get these bog tracks, obviously she can handle it well. You've drawn barrier three. How do you think it may play? And where would you like to be in the run?
She's normally very easy. She just kind of finds a spot wherever. Normally she sort of settles middle to back. So I wouldn't really be changing much. But when she raced there two starts ago, she was quite a small field, I remember. I think there were only six runners. I think she settled sort of midfield. So, yeah, just somewhere in the middle and really wherever her and Will are happy.
And Connery's been placed on the heavy two times for two starts, and that form out of the last race, should have Irish Duke of Plumpton's pretty strong, even though he's beaten four lengths. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, it was a good run. He loves Sandown. He's won, I think, once or twice there. He'll enjoy the ground. He's the same, gets in nicely with the claim. I think he'll run well, and yeah, we couldn't have him going any better, and the ground's really helped. I don't know if he loves heavy as much as her. He's more of probably a soft ground horse, but he won't mind heavy, as you said. He's just come off a good run on the heavy, so no, he'll be fine, and he's probably slightly the better chance of the two.
All right, well, he's a better price as well, Connery, around about $10. So have a little something on Connery today. Is that the play?
Yeah, look, hope so. He's very consistent. You know, he's run well at this level before. He likes the ground and loves the track. He always runs well at Sandown, so hopefully we can have a bit of luck.
Best of luck today, Archie.
Thanks, Michael. See you. Bye-bye.